55,000 teenagers have sat new NCEA tests in May. Here are the pass rates. Reading, 59% passed. Writing, 56% passed. Numeracy, 46% passed. Not great. And you must pass these tests in order to get NCEA qualifications. On this result, tens of thousands wouldn't. That's what it appears on the face of it anyway. This year and next year, there is a workaround for the students, so it's not an immediate problem for us. Chris Abercrombie's the PPTA president. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this as bad as it sounds? Because is this students who are sitting the test from fifth form or year 11 up, or is it even year 9s who are sitting these tests?
So most of the students that are sitting this are actually in year 10, the old fourth form. So that's where most of the students have been sitting this. Some are year 11, fifth form, but the vast majority are in year 10.
And do you need to pass it in year 10 in order to get your NCEAs in year 11 and onwards? Or could you, in theory, actually sit your NCEAs and then sit these tests in your final year and pass it all sort of retrospectively?
Absolutely. So there's no sort of time limit on this. You could do this in your last year at school. You could do it in year 12. There's no real time limit on this. And as you mentioned, there's still dual pathways open for young people to be able to get their NCA, literacy and numeracy. But there is options available.
Do we know what percentage of year 11s are failing these tests?
Not off the top of my head, I don't know that. I'd say the vast majority are in year 10. So some of these students, this potentially would have been their third time sitting it. They would have sat it twice in year 10 and they could have sat it in year 11 as well.
And NZQA is saying, basically, if this child is not ready, don't make them sit the test because you're stressing them out and it's doing, you know, untold damage to their psyche. Well, at least that was what one principal said. Is that the right approach? Shouldn't you be sitting it and failing and learning and trying again, getting up and trying again?
Well, there's definitely an element to it, but also you've got to make sure students are ready for the assessment. Schools should be using other factors, such as EASTL or PAT tests, to make sure students are sitting at that level. Really, as I say, for some of these students, this could be the third time they've failed it. And so that is really demoralising. So you want to make sure students can pass the assessment before they do the assessment.
One of the issues, this is with numeracy, is that they needed students who were either borderline or failing needed to take a position on questions and then justify the positions rather than just restating the claim that they'd made. And I remember at school they'd say, show you're working, you know, explain yourself. Why is that more of a problem? Are students struggling with that more now than ever before?
Well, it seems to be the case at the moment, and this is part of the sort of wider picture of educational reform, is that it's a really long-term process. You know, if you think of a five-year-old starting school, by the time we see them in secondary, it's 10 years almost. And so, you know, the education reform is a real long-term 10-year process. And we've seen what the sort of outcomes of short-term thinking, and that's one of the areas there, sort of changes in curriculum, changes in teaching practice, etc.
Are we not teaching kids how to think anymore for themselves, you know, critically?
Well, that was one of the real positives of our sort of curriculum, was it was, because it was so open-ended, thinking was a big part of it. Now there's a belief we need to go back to a bit more of a scripted curriculum to make sure certain things are done. We're in a bit of a flux at the moment in education.
Chris, thank you so much for your time. Chris Abercrombie, the PPTA president, with us this morning. So not quite as bad as the headline might sound. You know, when you look at numeracy in particular, 30,000 out of 50,000 kids failing, but you can sit the test any time. It's not like you get to fifth form, you have to pass it then. However, from 2026, your child will need to pass these three tests in order to get their NCEA qualifications.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm Ryan Bridge, and I'm excited to host a new podcast called Bridge Talks Business with Milford, where I'll be talking about, well, business, obviously. Every week, I'll be joined by one of Milford's team of analysts, fund managers, and financial experts to cover key business events. It'll be your go-to for insights on the markets, business, and the economy, both here and overseas, as we dig a little deeper into the business week. Join me for Bridge Talks Business with Milford. Subscribe on iHeart or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. All discussions are informational only and should not be considered financial advice.